Welcome, everybody. Shin number 1095, getting back to our Hilchas Brachos. Okay, we're going through, of course, we're in Kedima B'Brachos, in the Sefer Hilchas Brachos, going through, trying to get towards the end of Kedima B'Brachos, the order of Brachos. So interesting thing that he brings down, it's actually a Ramah in Hilchas Pesach. It's Kafachaim. He brings a Kafachaim also. But be it as it may, there are certain foods that, besides the pasuk that we know, that we talk about with two times Eretz, Shivas Aminim, that's a separate thing that we've been talking, discussing. But then there's certain times in the pasuk that praises Eretz Yisrael through this food. Like, for example, egos, right? Like the word egos. So you have eggers, which is like a walnut, a regular nut in general, walnut, but it could be touched up a nut also, some touched translated as a nut, but be it as it may, the word eggers, so a nut, let's say in general, right? So we have, he brings down, is brought down in a pasuk, right? Alginas eggers iradati. He brings also the word tapuach, which is really an apple. So that Ramah also actually in the Mishnah Berurah brings it down in Hilchas Pesach when we talk about Haroisis actually, the word Tapuach, so the Mishnah Berurah wants to bring it down over here. It's actually in Siman Tov Ayin Gimel. Memtes in reference to Charesis Sifkat and Memtes, so he says Al Shem Hakosif Tachas Hatapuach Irarati. I'm sorry, Iraraticha. V'chein Shar Peres Kulam Kesuvim B'Shir Ashirim Shkedim. He brings on also Shkedim Al Shem Sheshokad Hakadosh Baruch Hu Al Kates Al Hakates Lasais. So, meaning almonds, shkedim the almonds, right? So you have apple, you have almonds, the walnut. So these are things that are mentioned in other psukim, not the psukim that we spoke about. So now the question is, he brings out an interesting case that, good. So there's no kedima in brachis halachically as far as the pasuk goes. These are not things which are mentioned in the pasuk, the main pasuk which talks about the shivas aminim, which we quoted in the past with the two times eretz and the main pasuk which praises eretz Yisrael and so on. But these are other foods which would be, let's say, on a higher level a little bit because of the fact that they mentioned the pasuk. So that's what he says. The bottom line is how you fun of mine Paris. He brings us down on page Reish Mem Zayin again, the Sefer Hilchas Brachas, page Reish Mem Zayin Ois Ches. Okay, so he says how you fun of mine Paris. Somebody has various different fruits in front of them. And the type of fruits is, there's nothing to do with the Shivas Aminim. There's no question of Chaviv, let's say, and all these type of things will come first, right? Chaviv, Shalem, if it's complete, if it's more desirable to a person or whatever. So it does not fall under any of the categories of the Shivas Aminim, right? Let's say they're all basically the same size, roughly, whatever the case might be. But he says, Yaktim Levarich Ala Peris Shenishtabchu, Behem Yisrael Kagoyna Goizim Oitapuchim. So that's interesting. I mean, the size you'd have an apple obviously would be bigger anyways, but let's say as far as the shalom goes, they're all complete, they're all complete fruits in front of you, right? There's no chaviv. I like them all the same. I like the nuts the same. I like the, whatever the case is. I like the other fruits. I like the plum. I like the pear, whatever. So, that's how he brings it down. Interesting that one should take in general, we say that we take the larger one, but he brings down that there's an Indian over here to take the one that's mentioned in the pasuk, like the nut, the walnut, actually, the almond, or the apple. That would be, let's say a person has, let's say, an apple and a plum, which is, the apple is probably a little bit bigger anyways, but the apple would be, is also mentioned in the pasuk over here, which he brings down. And like we saw by the Chareisis also, the Mishnah Berurah is talking about it, which, separate halacha. So therefore, the apple we would say in this case would be a little bit on a higher level, and one should make the ha'eitz on the apple because it is brought down in other psukim besides the main pasuk from the Shivas Aminim, but it is brought down in other psukim that praise Shenishtabchu Behem Yisrael, that praise Yisrael. Okay, now, it goes without saying, we can understand that if somebody likes the other item better, I'm eating a plum and an apple, and Avchaviv is the plum, I desire the plum better. There's no shivas aminim over here, and it's all complete. There's no question of that. So l'chayra, I would take the plum because of the fact that that's what I like better. You have chaviv, you have the Rambam with that. But if all is pretty much the same, so then we would look at these type of things, like we said. He brings down also let's say you don't have the apple, you don't have the almond or all the walnuts. Right, but you have yaktim levarich al peres eretz Yisrael lifnei peres chutz laaretz. Let's say you have some fruits that are from, and again, I like them all the same. They're basically the same size. It's all shalom. They're all complete, or whatever the case might be. Now, as far as the size, I don't want to say for sure. That could be this might come first. I'm not sure about that, but for now, we'll leave that part. But they're all complete. It's all, I like them all the same. There's no shivas aminim over here. But the question is, I have some fruits from eretz Yisrael and some from Chutz Laaretz. So he brings down vim ein miminim elu yachter vim ein miminim elu. You don't have no apple and no from the walnuts, what we said, or possibly from the almonds. But they have other type of fruits. I don't know, whatever, pears or plums. But some of the fruits are from Eretz Yisrael. He says one should take the fruit from Eretz Yisrael first. Vim ein miminim elu yachter levarich al peres Eretz Yisrael, to take the fruits from Eretz Yisrael lefnei peres Chutz Laaretz. In other words, there is such a inyan to take fruits from Eretz Yisrael and make the ha'etz on that, and have in mind, or it'll be automatically included, the fruits from Eretz Yisrael. So that's an interesting concept. But again, the other halacha lemaisa, the other halachas which we did talk about in the beginning, I want to make it clear that comes first. Shivas Aminim obviously will come first, even if you have Shivas Aminim not from Eretz Yisrael, right? If I have a grape that grew in America or whatever, so that will come first. That's Shivas Aminim. That comes before the apple, even though the apple is stated in the pasuk, whatever. The grape is Shivas Aminim. You have to make the eitz on that. Then you look at Shalom. If the apple is cut, so you have to take the one that's Shalom, right? And then we go, then you take it's all complete, so I'm going to take the Chaviv, the one I desire better. And then after that, I'm going to take the one that's nicer, cleaner, right? And then gadol and katan, you have big and small. So then it goes down the line, like we said, it goes that last one, gadol and katan, I'll leave that a tzarachin right now. But this is an interesting concept to take into place, that you have these foods that we said, and the last one is Eretz Yisrael or not Eretz Yisrael. You want to take the choice should be the fruit from Eretz Yisrael. Make the eitz on that, and have in mind the other fruits. Thank you for listening. Aslach and Baruch Kol Tov.